get into our conversation. We call it Styling Your Way, thanks to our fashion expert, Michelle Crick. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
So it's all about the men today.
Yes, it's all about the men. We'll be chatting all things men's fashion, including spring-summer trends and some great tips for his wardrobe.
Very nice, because we teased that last month. Thanks for following that lead. But I know you work with both men and women, organizing closets, styling us, and tell me the main difference you see then.
Well, I see some big difference, but so many things are the same. Most men aren't as into fashion pieces as women are. That's really one of the biggest difference. But both men and women want to feel good about themselves and in their clothes. Men also want less pieces in their closet. They just want the right stuff and an easy formula. They don't want to spend a lot of time thinking about their outfit every day, but that does play into how women, some women think too. So there's not as many differences as you think, really.
Well, wonderful. Let's start then, as I mentioned, with organizations. Talk about a tip and or a trick for men on how to organize.
Well, again, I use the same tip for both women and men. So the biggest thing I want men to focus on is organizing their shirts by color. So men tend to gravitate and buy the similar items that they already have. So when they organize by color, you can really see how many blue shirts they own. And the reason I bring up blue shirts is because that's the item I see in most of men's closets. And you're talking like a huge percentage of blue shirts. And so when I've done this with clients and I've sorted it that way, it's just really eye-opening to them. And then what we do is we create that shopping list that's more strategic and some new options for them, and that really works.
Wonderful. Second, then?
Shoes. I would say first organized by category and then by color. That's going to give you a same purpose of why we do it with the clothing, is that we can see if we have any duplication and what we're really missing out of our wardrobe. And then just make sure you can see them. You end up throwing them sometimes under the clothes or in a corner. And I just want everyone, men and women, to treat them as a piece of your wardrobe. And then for men specifically, keeping them shined and really clean and nice.
Nice. Styling tips for men. If you could give a guy one piece of advice, what would it be?
It is going to be to find a pair of jeans that fit correctly.
Oh.
That is my number one piece of advice for men. Most men wear jeans that are way too big and baggy. And I think they sometimes think, well, I don't want to go towards the skinny style and all of that. But the fact is the men don't update their jeans as consistently as women do. And what happens is they kind of say to themselves, well, it's what I've always worn, or I already have these, so why don't I wear them? Or they just don't feel like going jean shopping. I'm sure all the wives have heard these examples. The bottom line is that when a jean sits correctly, it actually is much more conducive of the body looking better. And so what happens is you can elevate your look by just having your jeans fit correctly versus being baggy. That is the one piece of advice I love to show men. So I will put their jean on, and then we'll put another jean on that fits correctly. And it's amazing to see the transformation of how it fits your body. So that is a big one for me. Big one.
That's what I ask. Another tip that you use when working with men would be?
Well, the tennis shoe trend isn't going anywhere, but I see a lot of men I work with afraid of mixing their tennis shoes with blazers or buttons-ups or all of that. They don't look at their tennis shoes as a fashion item. They look at it as a workout item. So I think what you want to do is sort out your tennis shoes where these are my workout tennis shoes, and those can be separate. But then I would suggest that men invest in a couple fashion tennis shoes. It'll something that goes with their style. So it depends on what your style is, what kind of fashion tennis shoe you're looking to buy. But it really can create a more sporty, elevated look to those other pieces. And it adds a really youthful vibe too. And we also know there's so much comfort in the tennis shoes. So just embrace that fashion tennis shoe trend.
Very cool. One last tip, if you would.
A lot of times, men want to tuck their shirts in. And so I always say, untuck your shirt. There are certain ones that will not work untucked, but most of the time you can actually add a little youthful vibe and it creates a clean line on your body. You don't always have to tuck your shirt in.
All right. Make note. All right. Let's move on to spring summer trends. What's the first trend you're seeing out there?
The biggest trend I'm seeing is chic utility. So think ultra utilitarian. So workwear with volume and a unique fresh feel. The biggest focus on this is pockets. So we're seeing bigger pockets, exaggerated pocket looks, lots of pockets, pocket detailing. And we're seeing this on safari jackets, cargo pants, jeans. It really doesn't matter. You're seeing that pocket trend in a lot of different ways on all the silhouettes. And then the newest silhouette that we're seeing in the spring is the bomber jacket. It's coming back again.
Nice. I always like those bomber jackets, that's for sure. What's another trend?
So I'm going to jump to the complete opposite, of course, and we're going to see a huge focus on the minimalism trend. So I'm going to quote Prada here. Clothes are simple, but with the concept of simplicity as an antidote to the useless complication. So really, this is about thinking of clean lines. It can be a somewhat bit oversized, you know, just really flowy, not a lot of details. It's clean, simple, and contemporary in feel. Very different.
Well, yeah, I mean, two trends that can't be more different here.
Well, that's why I love fashion, is you can have so many different trends and you really want to adopt what really works for your style. But in both of these trends, you can really have both of these trends if it can work for you. So don't be afraid of fashion and don't be afraid of new styles, new trends, new things coming into your wardrobe, because if it works, make it happen.
What is hot for spring? Let's get into color.
So we're going to play off the minimalist trend first, and we're going to see a lot of soft shades. So the big focus in earth tones, which can actually work in both of the trends I just mentioned, but you're seeing it a lot in the minimalistic trend too, camel, taupe, and cream. But I really love seeing these softer shades that they're showing. Blue, seafoam green, lilac, pink candy. They just play really smart with that minimalistic trend. And I think when I go into closets, I don't see a lot of those softer colors, like the pinks and purples and some of those colors. I'd love to see more in men's closets.
And that is what we are talking, men. How about summer colors?
Summer in colors is optimistic in feel. And I just love that focus. It's thinking bright and fun. So neon yellow, cherry red, tangerine, just basically colors that make you feel happy. And that is something we don't see a lot in men's closets either, these really bright colors. But I love those in t-shirts, and there's lots of pops of color like this that's happening on tennis shoes. So you don't have to infuse your entire wardrobe with that, but take some pieces and add it in.
Talking with Michelle Crick, stylist, styling your way, fashion expert, personal shopper, and more. And, of course, our focus today on the men. What are your closing thoughts or tips?
I'm going to tell the men to create a style for yourself. I want you to feel good in your skin and embrace the items in your closet and out of the ones that are just taking up space. I see that same concept with women and men, that there's items in their closet that people don't wear. And I'm going to suggest that the men do the same thing. They edit those items and get it out of the way. And the bottom line is, we want to feel great when we walk out the door, and getting the right things that fit your body is the way to do it.
Wonderful. Well, you're still moving forward in these times.
Say it again.
You're still, personal shopping and moving forward in these times, Michelle?
Oh, yes, we are. We are still, like, I work with clients in their homes. We're shopping. We wear masks. And I also do virtual shopping and styling with my clients. So, yes, this is the time to start looking in your closet and seeing, do I really have what I love? And if I don't, let's address it to get it to where you want to be.
Wonderful. How do we find out more information?
You can find me at michellecrickstyle.com, and you can find me at Instagram and Facebook at Michelle Crick Style.
Well, thank you for the equal time talking all about the men, styling tips, and more. Michelle Crick, have a good day.